Rosa Guinisor is a name you've probably never heard, but to many Israeli women, she's somewhat of a Susan B. Anthony when it comes to women's rights. In 1922, when the British ruled Israel, Guinisor, who had a law degree from the University of Paris, attempted to take the bar exam for foreign lawyers, but her request was denied on the grounds of her being a woman. For 8 years, Guinisor petitioned British authorities with countless appeals to be able to sit for the bar. In February of 1930, her request was finally granted, and 5 months later, she received her law license. She eventually became the first woman to have her own law practice in Israel. Guinisor became a leading activist who fought for equal rights and for the greater representation of women in government. Nearly 80 years later, her efforts have paved the way for countless women who continue to fight for gender equality. Today, 27.5% of members of Knesset in Israel are women. The current Chief Justice of the Israeli Supreme Court is a woman. And the Foreign Ministry's prestigious cadets course are training more female diplomats than ever. While Israel and the world continue to make great strides when it comes to empowering women and promoting gender equality, we still have quite a long way to go. The gender pay gap is still alive and well. 35% of women around the world have experienced sexual violence, and 62 million girls are denied access to education. On this episode of Persona Grata, we'll hear from the women at the center of Israel's diplomacy efforts, who are challenging stereotypes, combating violence against women, and creating the conditions for a brighter and more equal future. This is Persona Grata, the official podcast of the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I'm your host, Tamar Schwartzbard. Avivit Bar-Ilan is a career diplomat who is the head of bureau at the International Organizations Division at the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs. She works closely with a number of international organizations and countries to advance Israel's foreign policy at the UN.
I was privileged to be in the first cadet course where a number of women and men were even. Since then, of course, the situation of women in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the career diplomats, has improved a lot, but still there's a lot to be done. And I'm looking forward for the day where our future director general will be a female diplomat.
The opportunities afforded to women have only grown exponentially since Avivit was the cadet in the late 1990s.
In this year, we have 16 women and 6 men. And when it comes to female cadets, this is a record year for the cadet corps, in the biggest majority of 70% female cadets.
That's Shelley Hagler-Livni. She's the director of the Israel MFA's prestigious cadet course, which trains and equips future Israeli diplomats with the skills needed to represent Israel around the world. In a field that was once dominated by men, the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs is leading the way in empowering women to pursue diplomatic careers. Although women continue to make strides in climbing the corporate ladder and reaching the highest levels of leadership, women continue to face many obstacles, one of which is sexual harassment. In the age of the Me Too movement, a study by NPR suggests that 81% of women have experienced sexual harassment at the workplace. In 2017, Israel spearheaded a landmark resolution at the UN which condemned sexual harassment in all of its forms and emphasized the need to take action to prevent and eliminate it in the workplace.
Actually, it was an initiative of an Israeli female diplomat in our mission in New York. And it happened even before the beginning of the Me Too campaign that erupted in the social media. There, we managed to have a first ever resolution in the Commission of the Status of Women, CSW, in March 2017. And this resolution aimed to prevent sexual harassment in the workplace. Since then, Israel activities in different areas has led to the being identified with this issue. And actually, a few months ago, our mission in New York, also in cooperation with France, Netherlands, and Kenya, initiated a UN group of friends which aims to eliminate sexual harassment. We definitely put on our agenda in the multilateral arena, the issue of promotion of equal gender rights and the empowerment of women. And we would like Israel to be associated with the promotion of this issue in the UN and other places.
What inspired this push to pass this resolution?
Well, first of all, this is an issue that touches 50% of the population in Israel. And I believe, that the empowerment of women and the promotion of rights of women will benefit the whole society, not only, I mean, us in Israel, but the globe as such. It's also part of the global agenda of the UN, the Sustainable Development Goals that the UN Secretary General issued a few years ago, and we are very active in trying to see how Israel can be more associated with the promotion of the global SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals. And part of that, the SDG number 5, is of course gender equality.
And who better to advance the cause of gender equality than the Israel MFA's female diplomats who understand the challenges that women face firsthand?
One of the main advantages of working at the Foreign Ministry is the freedom that we have to integrate our values, our personalities, and passions into our diplomatic work. Fighting for women's rights is something that I feel in my bones, and sitting on the hotline at the Rape Crisis Center, receiving hundreds of phone calls, understanding that rape and assault do not just happen, but rather a reflection of a brutal inequality in our society, really made an impact on my life, something that I wanted to take with me along the way. The feeling of being part of this unique group of powerful women striving together to help other women at their most difficult time was a real life-changing experience.
Shelly's work and activism have been influenced by her own experience volunteering at the Rape Crisis Center in Jerusalem during her undergraduate degree. As the Deputy Chief of Mission at the Israeli Embassy in Bucharest, Shelly spearheaded a number of meaningful projects aimed at combating violence against women and strengthening bilateral ties between Romania and Israel.
At the Israeli Embassy in Bucharest, we had a social agenda based on what we also call Tikkun Olam. One of the projects we worked on was dedicated to women's rights. We invited at first Linora Bergil, former Miss World, who produced the film Brave Miss World, which discussed her own personal history. We hosted a big event with her where we screened the film, followed by a Q&A with Linora, and the impact was huge. The media coverage was beyond our wildest dreams. And it was only natural that we will continue promoting this kind of projects.
Romania's president awarded Shelly one of Romania's highest honors, the Order of Merit, for the work that she did in combating violence against women during her time in Bucharest. Cooperation between Israel and Romania in combating violence against women has done a lot more than just raise awareness. As a result of bilateral cooperation between the two countries, the law in Romania was modified to increase the penalty associated with aggravated assault against women.
Bonus for us was highlighting Israel's focus on empowering women and the achievements that we had and strengthening the great relation between Romania and Israel through that. This also had a big impact on the bilateral relation between the two countries, so it was a real win-win situation for all of us. So I might have received this honor, but really it was in honor of our embassy and for all of the great partners that we had along the way.
Israel's activity to promote gender equality and advance women's rights goes well beyond Romania. The Israel MFA's capacity-building program, Meshav, empowers thousands of women from developing countries through training programs and educational courses in fields such as health, agriculture, education, and innovation.
We at Meshav, Israel's Agency for International Development Cooperation, consider the empowerment of women as a critical and central component of our development policy. We view as our mission to lead the State of Israel's efforts to empower those living in poverty to improve their own lives. It is within this framework that the Africa Center for Transformative and Inclusive Leadership, ACTIL, a joint venture between Meshav and the United Nations Entity for Gender Equality and the Empowerment of Women, UN Women, in partnership with Kenyatta University, was established in 2014 in Nairobi, Kenya. Actil seeks to raise transformative leaders and build the leadership capabilities of upcoming and existing leaders, especially women and youth.
Shuli Curzon Van Gilder has a lot of experience in development and capacity building. For 22 years, she has served in a number of roles at Mashav. Today, Shuli is the Director of Planning, Evaluation, and Partnerships at Mashav. She plays an active role in planning and evaluating the diverse training programs that Mashav runs, including programs for women from developing countries. In 1961, Mashav established the Golda Meir Carmel Training Institute, one of the first centers in the world dedicated to the advancement of women. Since its founding, more than 27,000 women from countries around the world have participated in Mashav training programs in areas such as gender equality, agriculture and food security, community building, and public health. Today, a number of these women are serving in leadership roles in government, at the UN, and in other international organizations and forums.
A member of parliament today in Rwanda participated in a course on political empowerment of women in 2015. At the time, she was a human rights lawyer.
If we look at the latest statistics, Israel's in a pretty good place when it comes to the overall satisfaction of women. According to a recent study by Israel's Central Bureau of Statistics, 89% of Israeli women are satisfied with their lives, and the average life expectancy for a woman in Israel is 84.6 years, one of the highest in the world. While women in Israel and around the world continue to break glass ceilings, there's still a lot of work to be done. If we wish to bring about true and genuine gender equality, we have to start at the source, by educating the next generation of men and women.
When it comes to women's rights, Israel is definitely in a better place than before, and we are sharing these achievements with the world. But we are far from being in a satisfactory place. I believe it all starts with education, teaching boys and men not to assault and not to focus on what women should do in order not to be attacked. Education is also related to the self-confidence of adult women, or should I say the lack of confidence. And it is really to us not being able to ask for what we deserve when it comes to salary, job expectations, etc. When a woman will earn as much as a man for the same job, and when I will feel comfortable walking in the streets, and when half of the streets will be named after great women and not mostly after men, then I will know we have made it.
I want to take a moment and thank Avivi, Shelly, and Shuli for participating in this episode of Persona Grata and for sharing their experiences and perspectives on women's empowerment and gender equality. On this International Women's Day, we hope that our female diplomats have inspired you to pursue your own personal goals and to support the women around you in whatever paths they may choose. As we continue to explore and share the stories of Israeli diplomats around the world, please feel free to submit your own ideas, suggestions, or requests for topics that you think we should cover on this podcast. Send us an email at personagrata@israel.org.